Page 208. C. Romeo and Juliet, the eternal love story.
Romeo and Juliet is one of the most popular love stories in the history of literature. The story is set in the Italian city of Verona, where young Romeo Montague falls hopelessly in love with the beautiful Juliet Capulet. Before he meets Juliet, Romeo is in love with Rosaline. He attends a party at the Capulets with two of his best friends, Mercutio and Benvolio, to which Rosaline has also been invited. Romeo hopes to catch a glimpse of Rosaline there, but when he sees Juliet, he falls head over heels in love with her instead. Act 1, Scene 5.
Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night, as a rich jewel in an Ethiop's ear. Beauty too rich for use, for earth too dear. So shows a snowy dove trooping with crows, as yonder lady o'er her fellow shows. The measure done, I'll watch her place of stand, and touching hers make blessed my rude hand. Did my heart love till now? Forswear it, sight, for I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
After they kiss, Juliet reveals her love for Romeo when she asks her nurse to go and ask his name. Act 1, Scene 5.
What's he that follows here that would not dance?
Oh, I know not.
Go ask his name. If he be married, my grave is like to be my wedding bed.
His name is Romeo, and a Montague, the only son of your great enemy.
My only love sprung from my only hate, too early seen unknown, and known too late. Prodigious birth of love it is to me that I must love a loathed enemy.
This is the beginning of the tragedy. Their love is doomed, since the Capulets and the Montagues are bitter enemies and will never accept their relationship. Later that night, Romeo jumps over the wall into the Capulets' orchard. Juliet is on the balcony of her house and is unaware of his presence as she declares her love for him. He then calls to her and declares his love for her. Act 2, Scene 2.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if that will not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other word would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth, I never will be Romeo.
What man art thou, that thus bescreened in night so stumblest on my counsel?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself, because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have yet not drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo, and a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
How camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art, if any of my kinsmen find thee here.
With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out. And what love can do, that dares love attempt. Therefore thy kinsmen are no stop to me.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have night's cloak to hide me from their eyes, and but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued wanting of thy love.
By whose direction found'st thou out this place?
By love, that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore washed with the farthest sea, I should adventure for such merchandise.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face, else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word. Yet if thou swearest, thou mayest prove false. At lovers' perjuries they say Jove laughs. O gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou thinkest I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse, and say thee nay, so thou wilt woo, but else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou mayst think my behaviour light. But trust me, gentleman, I'll prove more true than those that have more coin to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overheardst, ere I was ware, my true love passion. Therefore pardon me, and not impute this yielding to light love, which the dark night hath so discovered.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon I vow, that tips with silver all these fruit tree tops.
Oh, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon, that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all, or if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I'll believe thee.
If my heart's dear love...
Well, do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning which doth cease to be ere one can say it lightens. Sweet good night, this bud of love by summer's ripening breath may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. Good night, good night. As sweet repose and rest come to thy heart as that within my breast.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I would it were to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
But to be frank, and give it thee again. And yet I wish but for the thing I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love as deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite.
Romeo and Juliet hastily marry in secret and agree to meet the same evening. However, something terrible happens prior to their meeting. Romeo, Mercutio, and Benvolio meet Tybalt, Juliet's cousin, who insults Romeo. He despises him for coming to the Capulet party and calls him a villain. Romeo does not want any trouble, but Mercutio starts fighting with Tybalt, who stabs him to death. Romeo has no other option than to revenge his friend to defend his honour. He is forced to kill Tybalt. Lady Capulet asks the Prince of Verona to sentence Romeo to death for killing her nephew Tybalt. Act 3, Scene 1.
He is a kinsman to the Montague. Affection makes him false. He speaks not true. Some 20 of them fought in this black strife, and all those 20 could but kill one life. I beg for justice, which thou, prince, must give. Romeo slew Tybalt. Romeo must not live.
Romeo slew him. He slew Mercutio. Who now the price of his dear blood doth owe?
Not Romeo, Prince. He was Mercutio's friend. His fault concludes but what the law should end, the life of Tybalt.
And for that offence, immediately we do exile him hence.
Being forced into exile is the worst possible sentence for Romeo. When he hears about the sentence from Friar Lawrence, this is his reaction. Act 3, Scene 3.
A gentler judgment vanished from his lips. Not body's death, but body's banishment.
Banishment? Be merciful, say death. For exile hath more terror in his look, much more than death. Do not say banishment.
Juliet is looking forward to meeting Romeo in the evening and is shocked by the news of Tybalt's death and Romeo's exile. She realizes that their next meeting will be their last. They secretly spend the night together before Romeo leaves in the morning. Meanwhile, Lord Capulet has found a match for Juliet. Paris, a young nobleman, has asked Lord Capulet for his daughter's hand, and Capulet has agreed. Juliet refuses to marry him, however, which makes her father furious. He demands she marry Paris, and says he will drag her to the church if she does not agree. In desperation, Juliet turns to Friar Lawrence and asks him to help her. Act 4, Scene 1.
Oh, bid me leap, rather than marry Paris, from off the battlements of any tower, or walk in thievish ways, or bid me lurk where serpents are. Chain me with roaring bears, or hide me nightly in a charnel house, oh, covered quite with dead men's rattling bones, with reeky shanks and yellow chapless skulls. Or bid me go into a new-made grave, and hide me with a dead man in his shroud. Things that to hear them told have made me tremble, and I will do it without fear or doubt, to live an unstained wife to my sweet love.
Hold then. Go home, be merry, give consent to marry Paris. Wednesday is tomorrow. Tomorrow night, look that thou lie alone. Let not the nurse lie with thee in thy chamber. Take thou this vial, being then in bed, and this distilling liquor drink thou off. When presently through all thy veins shall run a cold and drowsy humour, for no pulse shall keep his native progress but surcease. No warmth, no breath shall testify thou livest. The roses in thy lips and cheeks shall fade to wanny ashes. Thy eyes' windows fall like death when he shuts up the day of life. Each part, deprived of supple government, shall stiff and stark and cold appear like death. And in this borrowed likeness of shrunk death thou shalt continue 42 hours, and then awake as from a pleasant sleep. Now when the bridegroom in the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Then, as the manner of our country is, in thy best robes uncovered on the bier, thou shalt be borne to that same ancient vault where all the kindred of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, against thou shalt awake, shall Romeo by my letters know our drift, and hither shall he come, and he and I will watch thy waking, and that very night shall Romeo bear thee hence to Mantua. And this shall free thee from this present shame, if no inconstant toy nor womanish fear abate thy valour in the acting it.
Give me, give me! Oh, tell not me of fear!
Hold, get you gone. Be strong and prosperous in this resolve. I'll send a friar with speed to Mantua with my letters to thy lord.
Love, give me strength, and strength shall help afford. Farewell, dear father!
She returns home and tells her parents she will marry Paris. Her parents are relieved. Later, in bed, she drinks the potion that will make her sleep and appear as if she is dead. According to the plan, her parents will then take her to the Capulet family vault. A messenger is supposed to bring Romeo a letter explaining the plan. In the letter, he is instructed to go to the vault and wait for Juliet to wake up so they can flee to Mantua together. Tragically, the messenger is prevented from delivering the letter, and so Romeo believes she is really dead. In desperation, he hurries to Juliet's vault, where he drinks some poison and dies next to his love. When Juliet awakes and finds Romeo dead beside her, she decides to commit suicide. Her love is dead. She has defied her parents and has thus cut all social bonds. Young and desperate, she feels she has nothing more to live for. She picks up Romeo's dagger and plunges it into her heart. Act 5, Scene 3.
Oh, comfortable friar, where is my lord? I do remember well where I should be, and there I am. Where is my Romeo?
I hear some noise, lady. Come from that nest of death, contagion, and unnatural sleep. A greater power than we can contradict hath thwarted our intents. Come, come away. Thy husband in thy bosom there lies dead. And Paris too. Come, I'll dispose of thee among a sisterhood of holy nuns. Stay not to question, for the watch is coming. Come, go, good Juliet. I dare no longer stay.
Go get thee hence, for I will not away.
Oh!
What's here? A cup closed in my true love's hand. Poison, I see, hath been his timeless end. Oh, churl! Drunk all and left no friendly drop to help me after. I will kiss thy lips. Haply some poison yet doth hang on them to make me die with a restorative. Thy lips are warm.
Lead, boy, which way?
Yea, noise. Then I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger. This is thy sheath. There, rust, and let me die.
She falls on Romeo's body and dies.